Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jobe, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Binga Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is the power of the name. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Thank you. We welcome all of us to this segment again. As he has just said, today's topic, which is the power of the name, the power of the name. As we always say, we want to define what is name. A name can be a language unit by which a person or thing is known. A language unit by which a person or things is known. For instance, as the presenters just present the topic for today's Blog Talk Radio, he identified herself, her name. That does not mean that she is the only one that bear that name. In her presentation as well, she addressed the one that is going to speak by his name. Not that I am that bearing that name alone. To differentiate is being broadcasting, the presenter has to describe it by name, of which she said, Blog Talk Radio. Before I proceed, I want us to just describe, because today we want to just go into what power behind name, why name is necessary, what are the characteristics of name, and the expression of name. A 19th century scientist named Albert Einstein said, "Cosmic religion is the most powerful and most noble impulse for scientific research. The most beautiful and deepest which man can experience is the sentiment of mystery." You know, don't forget the power of the name. And as dictionary just described it, as a language unit by which a person or thing is known. Like I said, this broadcast is being broadcasting by Blog Talk Radio or by the medium of wavelength of Blog Talk Radio, which is a segment of internet radio. There are many different radio stations as well as televisions. And in this philosophy of this man that I was reading, which said, cosmic religion is the most powerful and most noble impulse for scientific research. The most beautiful and deepest which man can experience is the sentiment of mystery. He who has not known it appears to me as if dead, or at least blind. The knowledge of the existence of the, for us, impenetrable, that is, he used that theatrical word, of the manifestation of the deepest reason and shining beauty, to which our reason can accede only in its most primitive form. This knowledge and feeling is true religiosity. It is certain that a conviction about the reason and the intelligibility of the world, akin to religious sentiment, is the basis of all final scientific work. My religiosity consists in a humble admiration for the infinitely superior spirit who reveals himself in the little which we can know of reality with our weak and transitory reasons. Herbert Einstein. The power of the name. As I said, a name can be a language unit by which a person or thing is known. A language unit. On this blog radio segment, the primary language, that is, the primary language I'm speaking is English. It is possible on this blog talk radio that somebody can use another language or a dialect. But all the medium of broadcasting is blog talk radio. It could be mystery. But just attributed to a name, there is a significant potency, power in it. And that is what we want to just discuss on this Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget, this segment of Blog Talk Radio is apologetic radio talk, which we believe a singularity, the one that creates the heaven and the earth, and him alone knows everything. And when I use some illustration, I'm still going to hand our discussion to some powerful mystery embodied its name, a language unit by which a person or thing is known. For example, in English language, anyone that hear about lion, even if you have never seen a lion, the reason or the mentality of anyone that heard about lion is embedded in that animal. That is why some of this company can use some symbol of some animal or some celebrity to promote their product, because there is a dynamic power that is embedded in them. For instance, if I said lion, we know that there is a strength in that name. If somebody said, mention snakes, everyone, even without differentiate, you should be able to know what kind of animal it is. In the language at which it's speaking, it does not matter. When the name of a thing is mentioned, there is attributed power that is associated in it. And this is the reason now we want to know. Because somebody do not know about power that is embedded in atomic bomb does not render the atomic bomb powerless. Because somebody do not know about the power of lion does not make lion not to be a lion. The power of the name. What I just found out is that you don't know, or we don't know what we don't know. When it comes to answering question with question, such as, are you sure? Creation is a system of divine order. That is, it's not about evolution. Just like when you hear about evolution, there is a power of illusion attached to it. When you heard about creation, it's a norm, and there is power that even attached to it. I said, you don't know what you don't know when it comes to answering question with question, such as, are you sure? That is limitation of man. Creation is a system of divine order, while evolution is a philosophy of identification. There is a difference between order, O-R-D-E-R, and identify a lion by sea lion. But the order of strength of lion, we might not know. Like I said, this segment of broadcast is an apologetic broadcast which believe in God. I said God is the creator of all things, owner of all things, seen and unseen, power and dominion. He is in charge, and all things are subjected to him alone of the name. In the book of Genesis, which I'm not going there, we read about when God created man. Then he brought everything he has created to man to name all those animals, all those things. And the Bible said, what Adam called each animal, that is what they have up to date. That is, when you mention a name, then you should be expecting some characteristics in it. Don't make mistakes. Character is what God knows us with, while reputation is what people know us that we are. Character is what God says, I am, you are. Reputation is what God says, you are or I am. For instance, the inscription on, when we go to some graveyard, you see some inscription whatever is a good father loving something. Mostly inscription on tombstone is a reputation, not a character. When I'm talking about the power of the name, the power of the name mostly reflects the character in that person or things. Clear myself, like I said in the beginning of this, starting of this broadcast, the presenter identifies herself by name. A name does not necessarily mean that is a character. And when he mentioned the name of the speaker, the name of the speaker does not necessarily mean that is the character of the speaker. But it is used to differentiate and the speaker. Now, when we go a little bit deeper, if I say the presenter of today's Blog Talk Radio, she is a female, and the speaker is a male man, or that's it, then I'm trying to a deductive identification. By hearing a female and a male, one thing is common with both. We are both human beings, but we are not expected the same character. We do not expect her to have the same feature. When I say feature, I mean F-E-A-T-U-R-E. The irony of life is man think that they can change what God has made, which is impossible. The Bible said, when God created everything, Adam gave name to them. And the name that Adam gave, it is what they bear. That is, when Adam saw lion, he was able to identify character, the functioning of lion as a king of jungle. It doesn't mean only where lion is, whatever country, whatever dominion, he has a dominion. Only where tiger is, he has a characteristics. Everybody knows a carnivore. When goat or cow see lion, they have to be trembled, because they were able to identify lion by so-and-so. When God made everything that he made, and he gave man a powerful instinct to name them by their characters. And when we're talking about the power of the name, I'm trying to let us go beyond our reputation or identification. But they go by the language units by which a person or thing is known. You know, it's very powerful when you study language, because language is a problematic of identified things. Man can distort things to suit their own purpose. We are living in the culture of deception. When I say in the culture of deception, but one thing man cannot do, we cannot even change the character. That is the power in that name. We can behave as if or deceiving ourselves that we don't know. Or sincerely accepted that we don't know. And that is why when you go into the Bible, when God see the problem that his children, the Israelites, were going through and the oppression that of which the taskmaster is oppressing them and the affliction. And he calls out a rescuer, Moses, and he wanted to send him to Egypt. You know, I'm trying to help us for some of the listener. If we do not know the Bible, you know, Moses was rescued by Pharaoh's daughter. He was brought up in king's palace. And after he was, you know, before the Pharaoh asked to unknowingly ask Moses' parents to bring him up, because at that time when Moses was born, there was law that every male child of Jews must be killed for the fear and for the love of the Moses, of Moses' parents to Moses. After they just take care of him for a while, they, when he's been like 3 months or more, they have to put him by the river Nile. And Miriam, his sister, watching him, and by the order of Almighty God, Moses and the Pharaoh's daughter have to come and shower in those day culture, and he saw Moses, and then anyway, when Moses was grown up, at 40, he went out, probably the mother, the parents has trained him with the history, he went out, to cut the story short, he killed an Egyptian, and the matter was revealed to King Pharaoh at that point in time, and he escaped for his life and ran to Midianite. And on the Midianite, he was with the priest of Jethro. And there, you know, God, I was talking about power in the name. Moses, by reputation, was a murderer. But by God seeing the heart of Moses, he was a deliverer. So the power of the name has to do with the character, the power in that name. To cut the story short, when God appeared to Moses in the wilderness, in the burning bush, and he gave him the instruction, and Moses said, in the book of Exodus chapter 3, that Moses said to God, "Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and said to them, 'The God of your father has sent me to you,' and they said to me, 'What is his name?' What shall I say to them?" Because the name, when anywhere somebody has the president of the United States, everything is said by the name, by the power in that office alone, is so powerful. Just like the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4 said, where there is king's word, there is power. King's word, the word that king signed, because of the name, the character that is embedded in that king, you must expect it. That is power. And the verse 14, and God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, 'I am, has sent me to you.'" What is I am? That is, God is giving Moses an assurance of who he is. To Moses, he might not even comprehend it. You know, something happened too. Well, you go to Exodus chapter 3, chapter 6. If you read from chapter 5, verse 22, because of our time, you will see. Verse 6, 1 to 2. So Moses returned to the Lord. I'm reading from Exodus chapter 5, verse 22. Why have you brought trouble on these people? Why is it you have sent me? For since I have come to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to these people. Neither have you delivered your people at all. Then the Lord said to Moses, now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand he will let them go, and with a strong hand he will drive them out of his land. And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I appear to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, Lord, I was not known to them. I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, in which they were strangers. You know, I am the Lord, the power of the name. It does not matter what we are going through, the name. But when you hear the power in the, when you hear the name of the Lord, then we have to limit our sense of listening. Because at that point in level, the word or the language that we use to describe a thing has lost the power. Though when we can just relate it to the characteristic of tiger, lion, Mr. President, Senator, the Chief Justice, Phillips, Cassandra, or a male, a female, then we can be able to use that as the stepping stone to know about when we hear about the Lord. And that is why in the book of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, he said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it, and they are saved. If you're going through something, let us have our consolation in the power of the name of the Lord. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Please tune in for another broadcast on Sunday, March 30th, 2014, on which the topic will be The Power of the Word. At 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.